Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's going to be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, a must for safe live arts, May 17th to 23rd, 2021. Concerts, sound art installations in public spaces, experimental short films, and visual arts. For a safe event of living arts, let's meet in Victo, May 17th to 23rd. Details and tickets for the 37th FIMAV at www.fimav.qc.ca. That's www.fimav.qc.ca.
This is a Krabby Road Studios production.
That's right, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. And this is recorded live in the Krabby Road Studios. And I am continuing my trip to the past and playing some old playlists from Rock and Roll Report radio shows from days gone by. And this one is from April 13th, 2009. It was an amazing show. And I even included the original introduction that I think I only used once. And here we go. Turn it up.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hey, this is Kat.
And I'm Sugar. We're from Hot Pink Productions.
Forget Triple X.
We're Triple R, all the way.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Down tonight, down tonight,
You know, I love listening to these old shows because I love the music I play. I mean, that's the whole reason I do the show. And a lot of this I still listen to, and some of them are songs I hadn't heard in a while, and they just bring a really big smile to my face. We kick things off with Run This City by Jetlag Gemini. And then we had Favorite Things by Crash Anthem. And some of these bands, unfortunately, are not around anymore, but that's the way it is. Then one of my favorites, Sex Slaves off of Bite Your Tongue with We're Going Out Tonight. And then Comic Book Heroes with Move Out of the Way off of Take a Seat. This is a really good kind of synopsis of what I like. I like a lot of hooks, and pretty much every single song on this show have hooks galore. So let's keep going and let's listen to more amazing rock and roll hooks here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And this is a great band from Sweden, Paperback Freud, with Boogie Up here on the Rock and Roll Report radio show. Turn it up.
To the school of boogie. In today's class, we're gonna teach you a couple of things. We're gonna teach you how to boogie up, and we're gonna teach you how to boogie down. And while we're at it, we're gonna teach you how to boogie woogie all the way around. So hold on to your beverage and pay attention. That's right. Class is about to begin. I
Perfect for anyone.
Here we go again.
And we kick things off with Paperback Freud with their classic Boogie Up. And then a great single from a band called 3 Miles Out. It's I find it's like power pop perfection. Perfect. Another great power pop band, The Galaxies, off their Here We Go album with Here We Go Again. And that really actually brings up some memories from back then of something I was going through. So that was kind of interesting. And then the V Project with Somebody Like You from New Machine. I really hope you're enjoying this. Like I said, it's a Hooks extravaganza. I love rock and roll hooks. That is my thing. And like I said, I remember this show actually quite distinctly. And every song, I just was just smiling ear to ear when I was assembling the set list. And don't forget, all these bands are either on small independent record labels or were not on any label at all. And this is back in, 2009 when the internet was there, but it certainly wasn't as big as it is today. So I used to get like CDs, tons and tons of CDs every week, to the point where my mailman would be basically threatened that they would stop delivering mail to my house because I was getting too many CDs and that I should get a post office box. And then things kind of slowly changed to MP3s, and now it's all streaming and Bandcamp and all that stuff. So, but, that was back then, and still the music was amazing. Here's another one that I love. This is Love Me When I Leave from The Dares here on CKUT 90.3, the Drastic Plastic Program. Turn it up.
You keep pushing me over the edge just to see me fall. But you only come down to catch me if I don't crawl. You tell me that you need a little time for yourself until you see me in the arms of somebody else. You only love me when I leave. You only want me when I'm taken. You only seem to come around when my heart is finished breaking. You tell me up just to set me free. You only love me when I leave. That's right. I keep saying that I won't let you come back. Give me that look in your eye and I'm back in your skin. But you're saying that you're ready and you're gonna be true. God, I don't wanna hear cause I'm on to your head.
say you finally get me better than most. She's famous with everyone, played down by my crowd, slumming in the lost and found, whatever turns you on. Well, she's every girl who flipped off the world. She makes it all too sweet to ever be loud.
Now
Oh, I'm telling you, you have no idea how much I'm smiling listening to you, these tracks. They really do bring a lot of memories. And I remember back then, I was really, really involved in music. I had the Rock and Roll Report website, and at the time, I had about 12, at least 12 writers from around the world that were writing for the site. I had the radio show on the Drastic Plastic program. I had a podcast at the same time, that a weekly podcast that was 45 minutes of music that was not played on the radio show and not even repeated on the previous podcasts. Plus, I had a TV show on the internet, like a YouTube TV show that was Rock and Roll Report TV. And that was, I was the executive producer. And it was based out of LA, and the same idea as the radio show and the podcast and the website. It was all bands that were either on small independent labels or were not on any label at all. But it was TV, and I had a bunch of hosts. I had three or four hosts that hosted the show. I had a guy that actually edited the show from Phoenix, Arizona, and I would do kind of the final approval and all that kind of stuff. And it was all done via the internet. It was actually pretty cool. It was pretty amazing. But TV was a lot of work, and the show lasted, I think maybe 20 episodes. And you can still find it on YouTube if you search for Rock and Roll Report. The website is actually shuttered. I did keep the archive of the site, but I'm just so busy with so many other things that I just kind of had to step back from a lot of the music stuff. But the Drastic Plastic show is the last remaining outpost of the Rock and Roll Report, and we're still going strong. So we started things off with Love Me When I Leave from the Dares, and then a great band called UMI off of their CD Convicts with Friends Like You. Then the Crash Moderns off of Good Night Glamour, Good Morning Disaster with Pimp My Life, and the Meddling Kids, I love that name, from Scooby-Doo, with Let Her Go. Now, this next song I haven't heard in a while, and I love this song, always did. This is the Machine Gun song from Bang Sugar Bang off I Killed Punk Rock here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
If I could be anything, I'd be a machine gun. Cause every time I see you, I'm sorry I don't own one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I could be anything, you know I'd be a landmine. The next time you step on me, it'll really be the last time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was the Beat Poets with Staring Stars Down. And then, but we kick things off with, like I said, one of my favorites, a band called Bang Sugar Bang off of I Killed Punk Rock with the Machine Gun Song. A great, I don't know, I guess you call them almost like a pop, punk pop band, punk power pop. They're just, they're great. And I actually heard about them from a label in Italy, believe it or not. That's how crazy it was getting. I was getting CDs from all over the world, from Italy, Greece, Thailand, South America, Australia, Japan, and all over Europe and North America. It was just wild. It was a lot of fun. Now it's all, like I said, Bandcamp and all that stuff. But really, the whole point is still, nothing has changed with why I do Rock and Roll Report. There's a lot of great songs out there, a lot of great bands, a lot of great musicians pumping out great rock and roll that unfortunately we don't hear on commercial rock radio. Luckily, with podcasts and all that and streaming and all that stuff, we're getting a chance to hear more of it. But back in 2009, there was none of that. So I still encourage you to go to places like Bandcamp and listen to some of the amazing rock and roll that's available there, and buy the music, support the bands, especially now, as tough as it is with no live shows. They really need your help, and not just, like I always say, not just a thumbs up on Facebook, but they need you to buy your music, their music, so that they can keep going on playing music, great music. And you know, it does require a little bit of searching, a little bit of excavation in the rock and roll musical world, but the benefits are always there. They're always amazing. It always astonishes me how much great music I come across, and I can't even play it all. So just really go out there. Rock and roll's not dead. It is not by any means. It is still great. There's still bands pumping out great music, and I encourage you to go and check them out. And that's what Rock and Roll Report Radio is all about. So we're going to end things off with one of the weirder names of a band, Four Dead in Ohio, and an even weirder title song with Jesus Won't Dance in My High Heels, but a great song nonetheless. Here we go. Turn it up. This is the Drastic Plastic Program on CKUT 90.3 FM. I will catch you next month. Cheers.
Out in the cold, headed out again. It's me, your captain. It's the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And tonight, we've got lots of cool songs. No theme, no rules. But garage, punk rock, psychedelia, and so much coolness, you're gonna have to, like, put it in a jar or something, and then it's gonna try to get out and get at you or something, Sons of Adam.